And as Josh Frydenberg just reminded it, of course, any clean energy target will require legislation. That means it requires support, bipartisan support from the opposition leader. And Bill Shorten has offered bipartisanship. You do wonder how much he's really trying to help.
Mr Turnbull has been weakened and Australians are the loser. He needs to stand up to Tony Abbott. He needs to say no more climate change scepticism.
That's Bill Shorten speaking yesterday, claiming the PM is presiding over a new civil war in the Liberal Party. Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Come to that in a moment. A sizeable chunk of the backbench sent the PM a pretty unmistakable message, by all accounts, in this meeting yesterday, that they won't accept a clean energy target if it doesn't allow so-called clean coal and if it doesn't bring down prices. But Craig Kelly, when we spoke to him earlier, wasn't ruling out a clean energy target altogether. He was just arguing for this higher emissions baseline. How serious do you think is the unrest in the party room, Michelle? And do you think it's going to be enough to torpedo the centrepiece of the Finkel Review, or the government will just compromise until they get the numbers?
I think it is very serious, but I don't think at this stage one should be saying that it will kill the Finkel scheme. I think that it's going to present a massive management problem for the Prime Minister, but At least some of those who spoke out yesterday were asking questions, were uncertain, were stressing the importance of bringing price down in their electorates. They were saying that that was the thing that people really were focusing on. That message was coming particularly from outer suburban and regional electorates, areas where people weren't on as high incomes. Mm. So it is a very difficult time for the government on this question, but it's still early in the debate.
It's a tricky process for the Prime Minister to manage. This is a pretty tricky moment right here. And then, of course, Bill Shorten is not doing anything to help by the sounds of it, talking up claims of a civil war in the Liberal Party. Is Bill Shorten in danger of doing what Kevin Rudd did to Malcolm Turnbull back in 2009 when, as opposition leader, Turnbull was trying to bring his party to the table to support the government's ETS? But Kevin Rudd kept applying the political heat, which really just weakened Malcolm Turnbull's position, not strengthened it strategically, a mistake as it turned out. Do you think Bill Shorten is making the same mistake, or this is what opposition should be doing?
Well, the question is whether this is seen from Labor's point of view as a mistake, because, of course, the big difference was that Malcolm Turnbull was in opposition. Kevin Rudd was the Prime Minister trying to get something through. Now, Bill Shorten has held out the prospect of bipartisanship, but there are people in the Labor Party and maybe Bill Shorten who want to have this issue as a potent one at the election. So in the end, one has to question whether Labor will really want bipartisanship, just as there are some people in the party room yesterday worrying about whether the proposed clean energy target would take the Liberals, take the coalition too close to Labor. So some in Labor are concerned about getting too close to the coalition. So it's very vexed, this whole question of bipartisanship.
Sure is, always. And just briefly, Michelle, revelations about questionable political donations. This time, $140,000 donated to the Labor Party by gold traders with links to Chinese companies in the lead up to last year's federal election. Some of these dealers, according to Fairfax, are being investigated for tax fraud. Now, the Labor MP, Anthony Byrne, who's deputy chair of the Joint Committee of Intelligence Security, says enough is enough. We need a full parliamentary inquiry by the Intelligence Committee. Is this a good idea? Just briefly.
I think there are good arguments for that, because what we are seeing is that these stories of Chinese influence and a lot of Chinese money, they're coming out, they're affecting both sides of politics, and this is truly a matter where some bipartisanship would be desirable, and getting out the facts would be even more desirable.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.